Hi, everybody. Welcome to the holiday, not holiday, Halloween. Well, Halloween is a holiday, so I guess it counts. The special Halloween episode of the Friday Filibuster. I'm Dave Johnson, joined by Daryl Loomis.
Hi.
Eric Astersliger.
Hello.
And Mac McIntyre.
I can do.
And we're going to give you a commentary track. We like to do these from time to time, and unfortunately, we didn't have the patience, nor we felt you would have the patience to sit through an entire movie's worth of commentary, so we need a bite-sized commentary, and this will be for the special Halloween episode of Season 1 of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Now, you can, this is available free on Amazon Prime. If you have an Amazon Prime membership, this is a free Prime video. Eric, was it on Netflix?
It's also available on Netflix.
Fantastic. So cue it up on either Netflix or Amazon Prime, and just partake in the joy with us. Before
and
we get
DVDs
rolling...
The DVDs are out from Shot Factory.
The DVDs, I reviewed them myself, and kind of the bonus for me here is I totally forgot about all of them, even though I reviewed them like 3 weeks ago. So it'll be a new experience for me as well.
And
so,
did you say the name of the episode for people?
Yeah, what was it again, Mac?
Oh, wait, I got it right here. We're watching Season 1, Episode 26... titled Life's a Masquerade.
Life's a Masquerade. Excellent. So,
which is Shakespeare, I believe, right?
I think, yeah. I mean, well, this whole series is Shakespearean. So, but basically, this is take one. We'll just riff on it. Hopefully, there's a little bit of enjoyment to be had by all. I don't know. When's the last time any of you guys have seen the Power Rangers, if at all?
I don't know.
I don't think I ever watched the original. I reviewed one of the like later spinoffs at one point, but no.
Nice, Mac.
Never. I caught a couple of episodes at the height of its popularity here and there, but I watched the very first episode back when it debuted and thought to myself, this will never be popular.
Daryl, it sounds like you avoided it like the bubonic plague.
Well, I mean, I know what they look like, and even when I was that age, I just looked at it and said, like, this is, like, not Voltron.
Yes. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I just, no, never. Never doing this. Until now.
I'll be honest. If this gets boring, I'm going to switch over to Alf.
Understood. Yeah, Alf was in the running, but it didn't have the transfer over to Netflix. Next time. Next time. We'll do a special Christmas Alf episode. I'm sure
that
there
sounds
one,
good. Right? All right.
So we'll get Alf in there. And seeing I have no functional memory of watching an entire Alf episode, I'd be interested to watch it myself. Okay, so we are queued up at 0.02 of the show. So 2 seconds in, that's where we all are. We'll hit play. On the count of three, you guys follow along. Again, it is Season 1, Episode 23.
We're doing on three or after three? One, two, three, go? Or
yeah.
One, go.
On go, not after go.
Okay.
One, two, three, go. Okay, so you see Rita crawling out of the dumpster, which is that? Yeah, that is Rita the Repulsa. And that is from the episode literally called Day of the Dumpster. So
this is some pretty heavy music for 90s TV.
It's
just not Voltron.
It looks like Voltron.
Yeah. I think Guar did the soundtrack. Austin St. John. Yeah. So here they are. Now this is the infamous Yellow Ranger who swaps gender when she changes into the Yellow Ranger.
That's right.
Yes, you'll notice that her Yellow Ranger form is quite masculine. All right.
Is that one guy nerdy because he has glasses?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, he's the brainy one.
Bulk and Skull. Yes. Now, a special shout-out to Mike Rubino. That guy who plays Zordon was in Mike Rubino's movie.
I was in the movie.
Cool. That's right. So our Friday Filibuster alum sends his Zordon tribute to you. This is the juice bar.
Life is a masquerade.
Hey, see that guy? He's kind of fat.
He's like Louis Anderson.
That's kind of biting commentary I'm going to give this.
Oh, Bulk. I'm guessing Bulk isn't the skinny one.
Lenny and Squiggy, or what's the 90s reference for this guy?
Keep in mind, the juice bar is the happening place to be. Oh, pay attention, Green Ranger. No, you're not the Green Ranger.
So it's like a cross between the Max and a cafeteria?
Yes.
Okay.
But also a dojo, correct?
It is a dojo as well.
They practice all their martial arts fighting.
So the juice refers to steroids?
Whoa, yank, bink, bink.
Bink, bink. And sploosh.
Yeah,
totally.
We are dangerously close to fresh beet territory here.
Who left out this bucket of yogurt?
That's a huge ghost.
It does look like a ghost. That's... So here's the master dubbing Power Rangers is known for.
You know, I bet she gets great reception. David, these creatures better or worse than in Masters of the Universe, the movie?
Oh, that's an impossible question to answer. It's like choosing my favorite child.
It's the sound of one hand clapping.
So this guy, what in the world?
Oh. It's Disco Frankenstein.
Okay.
He looks determined.
He does. He's got a song in his heart.
Poor Rangers.
Oh,
he's God. Got like a pillow in his chest.
Domo arigatine, Mr. Frankenstein.
Oh, look at these. Look at these awesome costumes.
Oh, that's it. Some serious tights on Robin Hood there.
So is that one guy Black Steve Martin?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, what
wow.
is he doing?
Wow.
What in the world is
that? Does not make it. The wide shot does not make it any better.
The hot dog roll.
No, it really doesn't.
Sir, may I take your order?
So did Buck and Skull live with each other? I'm not entirely sure what their relationship is. Maybe they're brothers even. I don't know.
Do you think it's like a Bert and Ernie situation or like a...
It's a possible Bert and Ernie situation.
I mean, there's a giant hot dog on the wall.
So they practice their numbers, I think.
Do you think that giant hot dog signifies anything or it's just a...
Yeah. I think if we pause this, we can go through all the euphemisms like the...
Who the hell is this show supposed to appeal to?
That's the demographic I don't know.
I don't...
People in a vegetative state, perhaps.
Kids watching this aren't going to know about Elvis or back pain.
That's, I don't know. Juice bar is so popular, there are no cars in the parking lot. Whoa.
That is nice.
Right, we have frame rate issues.
So, okay, so this is the one where Kelly and Zach...
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Well, that was his thing, right? Every episode he has to dance a little bit. Wasn't that his shtick?
So they decided to go with their original costumes.
This is
what's with Skull's championship belt?
Yeah, Skull's the reigning WCW.
He probably would have been at the time.
Oh, this thing.
Ah, yes. That's right.
What is that thing?
That is their robots, the Zordon's little AI sidekick.
Who are the Zordons?
Well, Zordon is the... hologram guy who's their kind of...
Oh, okay.
He's their Obi-Wan.
He's their advisor.
Like their Charlie.
The annoying thing is their R2.
Yeah.
So that robot's head looks like the little spaceships from Batteries Not Included.
It wishes.
I know.
I don't understand this Frankenstein walk this actor is using.
That's like something out of Last House on the Left.
Meanwhile, at the Fetishist Club...
What's he supposed to be?
No, that guy, that weird guy, he makes the monsters. So these are the out of like clay, out of like literally out of putty. Or they're all taking a dump into it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like putty. What does it mean when it says Tyrannosaurus?
That's his robot, his dino robot.
Okay.
Gotcha. What is going on here?
Wow.
It's got a robe
baffling.
Yeah, Tommy the Green Ranger, who was introduced probably a few episodes ago.
Is he in this one?
Yeah, but we talk about Power Rangers, a few episodes can be like 30 because they put so many of them out.
Right, because it was on 5 days a week.
60 of them.
Ugh. Oh, who is
Dry
that?
Dryhawk, the Red Ranger.
This is surprisingly true to the original Universal Monsters classic.
Not to mention Mary Shelley.
The beat for beat remake, right.
I'm trying to figure out what some of these costumes in
the background
are.
Yeah, the background, right. I don't know what's going on.
The hell? Like, the lady in white with the X on her stomach.
She's a... that's a good question. I mean, some kind of zit cream.
It could be. That's not going to help. Ooh, Dennis the Menace, you ain't, kid.
So Frankenstein was actually played by Andrew Dice Clay, I heard.
So what do you think the direction, what is the director giving the extras here? What direction is he giving them?
And stop dancing.
Stand there, mouth agape. What's she wearing? What do we got?
Weird masquerading girls.
Sadly, this is the closest we'll ever get to an actual meeting between Frankenstein's monster and Sherlock Holmes.
Get rid of the pipe. You don't need
it. Exactly.
There's no one looking at you. Get rid of it.
You can't think without it.
Dumbass. Just drop the pipe.
It's full of opium. What are you supposed to do?
You do not close
bubbles
it.
Like the old Snoopy cursor.
Yeah.
You do not need to maintain your Sherlock character. You and a monster.
It's very close to it.
Stop it. Out of your mouth.
It's an affectation.
It's
So this is an older show that they shoehorned some Saved by the Bell action into?
Nice. Right, this is the old Japanese stock footage from the old Japanese show.
Okay.
It's seamless, isn't it?
It is. Totally. Actually, that Frankenstein monster looks kind of cool. He's got a crazy forehead.
Well, this version.
He's got red eyes, too.
It's like he's a Frankenstein wearing a Frankenstein mask.
Yes. Very good. The Blue Ranger definitely is the absolute worst.
He's the Blue Ranger?
Yes.
The nerd guy, kind of?
He's Triceratops?
Yes.
Lame.
He's got huge power bolts. That's pretty rad.
That is pretty rad.
I guess it's a good power to be able to keep your weapons in your neck.
Yeah. Still not entirely sure what Rita's endgame is for all this stuff, but...
She
has the same plan in every episode. I'm going to build a giant monster.
Yeah.
And
I can't remember.
Oh, what is this?
It's Rita flying on her...
Flying on some kind of giant booger.
Chicken McNugget.
Yeah. So she's trying to steal Halloween. Is that right? Am I getting this right?
Right.
Well, at least she's enthusiastic.
I love to get nasty. That's a direct quote from Rita.
Rita, Janet Jackson, whatever, her last name is. This is more like a Day of the Dead celebration.
If he still has his pipe after changing into the Blue Ranger and out of the Blue Ranger, that's...
Well, that's part of the deal. He has his helmet when he turns into Blue Ranger.
Maybe the pipe got absorbed into the helmet.
I always loved this set with the twinkly lights against the black curtain in the background. Very high tech.
Here we go. We're at Zordon's lair.
Right, right.
I think it's the Hubble Observatory.
Like from Seinfeld, right?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Shouldn't have worn eyeshadow.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Oh, there. Okay, yeah. So he is in this episode.
Yeah.
It's like a young Eric Estrada out there.
How pathetic a henchman do you have to be to get beaten up by a knapsack? I mean, you need to really reevaluate your profession.
So he really goes for the green, leaving his regular outfit.
Mr. Green jeans.
He usually wears red, but he's.
But it's Halloween.
It's a masquerade. It's a masquerade. You know? What can I tell you?
I don't. Saber-tooth tiger is not a dinosaur.
It's not a dinosaur, and nor is she a girl anymore.
Yeah, the Yellow Ranger is no longer female.
And that's some real morphin is what that is.
That is bulge morphin. Now what weapons? I don't know these weapons. What is Blue Ranger's weapons there? I love his lugs.
Kind of axe maybe?
I like his the lugs he's wearing there.
I don't know what's gonna happen, but I love it. Oh, giant Frankenstein!
Like, yes,
exactly like a Voltron episode.
Red Ranger Tyrannosaurus.
Mastodon. Oh, man, that sucks so much.
Pink Ranger, yes. I'm not sure what effect that those have on the ecosystem, but I can't imagine it's positive. No positive.
So is Frankenstein actually doing well? This is happening. Is he standing there?
Mourning the loss of his humanity, perhaps? So there we go. Yeah, there it is.
Not Voltron.
Not Voltron.
Was that just the cod piece, or what's that?
That is the cod piece. That's the front piece.
All
right.
Okay, now where are they? Some random.
Now, if you're in
Kyoto, or?
They're in the, I don't know, they're in the city, obviously.
Giant wrecking ball.
They're in Tiny Town.
Yes, they're in Tiny Town.
That's a pretty good fight.
What is this robot made of that every time you hit him, these sparks just come flying off of him?
That's kind of the standard operating procedure here. No matter what, sparks fly off no matter what.
Okay.
It's like those caps they had in the 80s. Remember, like,
Blood Blast, yeah, yeah.
Choke him out, Frankenstein. Come on.
Ah, that's a good move. Like, really, these putties, they suck. They do nothing.
So, they're not made out of latex bodysuits?
They're not made out of latex bodysuits.
They're made out of putty.
Made out of the little, yeah, that's the blah, blah, blah. That's that.
And then they disappear for no reason.
Anthropomorphic putty would make that sound.
It can only be kicked 6 times each.
Yes. That is it. All their lucky cards are expired after 6 kicks.
Yeah. So what kind of non-dinosaur does he turn into?
Green turns into, oh man, I can't remember. Like some super, like a dragon, I think.
Of course,
not
yes.
A dinosaur.
Yes,
when dragons roamed the earth.
Smithsonian approved to the power.
Exactly.
How do they all get into a cockpit together?
That is one of the great unexplained feats. I mean, maybe they're in the groin for all, you know?
Yeah.
That's a major catastrophe. That building.
That was a children's hospital.
we're rebuilt by the next episode starts. How many people died?
Not good. You lose into this lame Frankenstein monster, and
again, how many people are dying right now?
So many. Here we go. That he plays a flute, that's right.
What? A knife flute?
He plays a knife flute, yes.
It was in the ocarina time. His one dragon is as big as their entire giant robot?
That's kind of not fair.
Well, that's why the Power Rangers kind of have this feeling of inadequacy, you know?
I bet so. I mean, especially with that tail.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty easy to catch, though. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Frankenstein is really, like, showing me something here right now.
He's putting up a good fight, actually.
I remember Frankenstein is more of a strangler than anything else.
But he has strange red breath.
Yeah, so. I don't remember him breathing fire ever before.
Except for me, red.
I mean, I can accept that throwing because of when he threw that girl in the lake, but that's,
This is payback for that.
I never understand why they don't start with Mega Dragonzord power.
That's always a question of Voltron as well.
Start with it.
Why not just make that the top? Just make Mega Dragonzord power the next one. Just make that the top.
I don't know. This is some really weird. I don't know what's going on here. This is kind of the process in The Fly 2. What happens with the guy at the end?
it's a
very disturbing melding process.
Where did the rest not Voltron go?
Yeah, they all consumed him.
They've combined into one.
Yes,
there's only the two legs and.
So it's an issue of mass, is what you're saying?
There's a big issue of mass and also of color. I mean, there's only two of the. There's the only Yellow Ranger and Blue Ranger.
Oh, check it out.
Well, that was pretty
exactly
brutal.
How the Voltron guys die.
They just blew up Kid and or Play.
Wah, wah.
Wasn't she just floating around in the sky a minute ago?
She had a giant pumpkin. Oh, she has a headache.
Someone's a clock in the living room.
Jim and Juice Bar. It's early for the Juice Bar.
See, everything's fine. No buildings just fell down.
Nope. Yeah, that's right. Back to the masquerade ball, kids. What the authorities? Oh,
what will be his costume? Oh, my goodness.
Frankenstein. Is it going to be Frankenstein?
That's a good call. They'll all be like, ah. Oh, watch the hands, ladies. Nice call, Eric. That's good. Wow. He did all that in about 9 seconds.
He did that fast.
Yeah, that Frankenstein was actually closer to the Japanese one than the one they were using.
Okay, shouldn't the episode be over?
Lady in the with the X on her stomach.
Oh.
That's it. Over.
Wow.
Mr. Roboto takes it.
Time to run a train.
Wow.
Unseen is the Black Ranger punching Tommy in the face for his insensitive blackface makeup.
Wow. Well, I'm not sure if that was worth it, but hey.
That's 20 minutes of your day.
But that's boy.
Oh, there we go.
So you're
did they ever
welcome.
Make a Frankenstein action figure? to go with this episode?
I don't know. They made an action figure for every random monster in the show. You have a landfill that would span North Dakota.
Did they sell putty that you could form into your own putty creatures?
That's possible. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, I guess you could do that with just any clay, right?
Paint.
I think that episode would have been better if Frankenstein had also turned into a dinosaur.
Yes.
I would say that he held his own, considering he took the Power Rangers.
Frankenstein versus two robots?
Yeah. It took the Power Rangers to painfully meld with each other.
That seems horrible.
It's something an abomination of some kind of Zord. Yes, transform to Abomination Zord. Yeah.
We never see them undo that either.
We never do. We don't see how they untangle that.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
It's kind of like Twister, really. At some point, you just gotta.
It's like Haim Saban's human centipede, pretty much. So I don't know. That's it. That's it, gentlemen. That is our mini Halloween.
I have no idea if that was a trick or a treat.
A little bit of both.
It's like a fun size episode.
It was a very fun size episode. Yeah, I mean we're clocking at about 25 minutes. So yeah, this is slim and trim, and we'll send you into your weekend early, gentlemen. Thank you for enjoying this with myself and our 7 listeners. We really appreciate it. So. Eric, Mac, Daryl, much appreciated. And Friday Filibuster at dvdverdict.com is your email. And Mac, take us away.
It's morphin' time.